Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Party Foul. I don't know if my headset's really loud or what, but it sounds loud.
Doesn't sound like a cave anymore since the dishwasher's not running.
There you go. I'm Scott, one of the hosts, and on my painting table used to be the Night Vault, Warhammer Underworld's new box set, but I totally got it all
just
finished.
Call it Shadespire, okay? You're going to confuse everybody.
I'm trying to like do it properly because it's actually Shadespire, or Night Vault, because apparently what they might be doing, we don't know yet, is they might have like a Shadespire tournament where just Shadespire cards are allowed.
Oh, okay.
And they do a Night Vault tournament, only Night Vault cards are allowed.
Okay.
So we don't know for sure that's what's happening, but then they could just do like a combo and then everything's allowed. So we don't know if it's like something that they do in Magic, but we'll find out.
Yep.
On my painting table behind me, if I can remember off the top of my head, I think it's just a whole bunch of Trenchers and I'm slowly slogging through them.
There's also that Breach Storm, those guys.
You gotta do that. Yeah. I should give you the cats and you can paint them and I'll paint the other ones.
We should read the rules. Read the rules. See how
we're
that
gonna
plays.
Get a game played this week. I hope
you hope this week. This coming week, you mean?
This coming week,
because it's Friday. We're not.
That's the plan, man.
Right.
So I'll give you the blue guys. I'll paint the other guys.
Okay,
and then you can crush them out.
Can I paint them like Tony the Tiger?
Whatever you want to.
All right,
you have full reign to do whatever you want. So that's me. I'm Scott. This is
I'm Greg, and I play things.
Yeah, you're looking forward to switching.
I am, but I'm probably not going to do it till November when the rules are legit.
Yeah, makes sense.
Like you just said, there's something, some stuff coming up, and I got to be like practiced to play those events or whatever, right?
Yeah.
Local and small as they might be. On my painting table is a lot of stuff that I'm not currently painting.
Well, you got my trolls.
I do, and there's an Earthborn. I remember that's on there. Madrak 3, who's now broken.
Ooh, that's good.
He's been on my table so long, somebody knocked him off. It broke his arm off. And, they have that, what the fuck is that thing called? The pot with the little gator dude. So I told you, I'm getting Alzheimer's. I can't remember any of those things.
I know what you're talking about, but I don't know what it's called.
Yeah.
It was like the new thing.
Cauldron, something in Cauldron. Whatever, that thing.
Someone will be yelling at you right now, being like, it's this!
Yeah, no, exactly. I have the pot is like about 80% painted. I just got to sit down and do it. And the Earthborn shouldn't be a lot of work, but it just, you know.
Stop playing that damn video game.
That's the problem. I'm just lazy as, you know. And I was like playing it this morning and I was like, all right, well, I guess this will be it for the weekend. I won't play for the weekend. And then I got a stim pack and a loot crate. And I was like, I guess I'm playing this weekend because I got this 3-day stim pack.
What does that do for you?
It gives you like, I can't remember what the bonus is. Like, it gives you more gold and more experience for
only for those 3 days. So you just
only
got
for
it.
Those 3 days.
So it's considered to have opened it or whatever.
Yeah, it does. It accelerates the the stuff, and the more gold you get, the more heroes you can buy and stuff like that. And I don't know if I mentioned it the last time, but I got suspended. I don't know, man. Internet Greg comes out when I'm playing that thing, and I like mouth off and whatnot. And I get reported, so like, it kind of goes. You get silenced. For I can't remember how long a period of time is, 3 days or something like that. And then if you get too many reports again, then you get banned for a week. And that's what I got banned for a week. And then if you get more reports, you get suspended for, I don't know what it is, indefinite amount of time.
So you're suspended indefinitely right now?
As far as I know. But I have my backup account that I made when I got banned. So, but the problem is I only have like eight heroes out of how many or whatever, right? So it's frustrating, especially since I like... The other account, I just bought one of the new heroes and I was playing and I was like, this guy's really cool. And then I got suspended. I'm like, fuck, why can't I just keep my mouth shut?
Just put your keyboard away. Like,
well, you need your keyboard to play it, right? To push the buttons. But I have been trying to, I go into the options and I shut off the team chat so that at least if I'm going to mouth off, I have to take the time, even if it's just 5 seconds, to go in and turn the team chat on and maybe I can just catch myself before I do anything. Oh, it's terrible.
Internet Greg is amazing.
It's only video games, apparently.
No, it's on Party Foul, too. Your articles have been, ever since...
I know, but I play like, competitive miniature games and stuff like that. And I've never really had like a blow up or lose my shit.
Not in front of people.
Doing that, but I do. It drives me nuts.
That's why it's called Internet Greg.
I guess so.
And some people now know that, and they're just like, wait a minute, Greg's an asshole on the internet, but in person, he's a great guy.
So I view it as a personal challenge to try to curb that behavior online.
Awesome. Love it.
Anyways, so yeah, eventually I'll paint those things.
Do it. All the things must be painted.
Yes. So I did mention events, so why don't we talk about the events that are up and coming.
Checking to see what day I was actually picking. I don't remember.
Oh, were you actually picking a day for the OTC?
Not for the actual OTC's already set. That's like March 2nd and 3rd.
Right.
Let's go check out what that is now.
March 2nd and 3rd.
So it is March 2nd and 3rd.
October, November, December, January, February, March. It's only like 5 months away.
Yeah, but the big thing is that registration is in November. That's why we're like, hey, maybe we should mention that so people could know. So yeah, Ontario Team Championship registration will be in November. It'll be after War Machine weekend because
that's the first
normally
weekend.
It's always November 1st.
Yeah, yeah.
But because November 1st falls on that weekend, then I was like, meh.
That probably is a bad time to do registration.
I don't want these people to like hate me that much. So let me see what I actually put here.
Just a little bit. We want to hate you just a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Continue reading. November 7th.
That
is registration.
Is that the second weekend then, or is that during the week?
It's a Wednesday.
It's a Wednesday. Yeah, okay.
So,
sounds good. And you're still doing the whole like sponsored teams thing.
So what we're going to do is the week before. Yes, it's a way for us to make it work. So October 30th, probably we'll do it.
Yep.
You can register a week early. So registration for regular on the 7th will be $200 for a team. Like it's 2 days of playing.
Yeah. As opposed to what? What's the regular registration?
That is regular registration.
Is 200?
$200. Yeah.
Okay.
So we're gone 2 days now. So,
right. You know,
costs have gone up.
Yeah.
So that's just for regular registration, 9 a.m. It's going to be on the website, OntarioTeamChampionship.com.
Yep.
There will only be enough slots for what we have available. So if you try to buy your spot at 9:01 and it says cannot take your money, that means we sold out.
Right.
Sorry about your luck. But on the 30th of October, we will open the pre-registration.
Right.
Which we'll probably do just through Gmail because there's not going to be a big rush for that.
Right.
And that'll be $100 more. So it's $300. And generally the idea is that you're looking for a store to sponsor you to cover that $100.
Right.
And then you get to beat the registration on the Wednesday. You get to hook up, you got a week to lock it up if you know you need time to talk to your store. But I mean, you have time to talk to your store now. Yeah. Last year we had 7 teams pre-register.
Right. And how many are you taking for the 2 day?
For the pre-registration, I mean, you can.
No. I meant how many total teams are you taking?
32 for sure.
Yeah.
I'm still waiting for Jeremy to do me some crunching numbers on space to see if we can bump it up to 40.
Right.
So I would count on 32.
Yep.
But it should be 40.
Okay.
Which we had 39 register last year.
Yeah. That's good.
So I had to turn 7 away.
That's shitty.
I don't like doing that, but you know, it's going to be clocks and terrain and
I have the
tables. That's fine.
Yeah.
We have like 100 tables or something.
Yeah.
So we're okay there, but it's the clocks terrain, which you know, that's what the early registration. So if I have 10 teams pre-register, that's an extra $1,000, which buys an extra 10 clocks, an extra, you know, $500 in terrain.
Yep.
It's just to keep it all going.
You can imagine like at WTC, it's 64 teams and they have like fat mats for every single table.
That's so crazy.
Fucking shit ton of money.
I'm looking at trying to get there, but it'll take
more years.
Yeah.
That's a lot. I mean, I think you got, do you furnish the top table or whatever? One set of tables with fat mats?
We've talked about doing it, but we've never done it.
Right. Yeah.
Cause I have so much stuff I'm already bringing that it's like, I forget my fat mats.
Yeah. Is there anybody offering streaming or?
Moose Machine should be coming up.
Yeah.
And they'll set up a table. I'm going to bring my setup and stream a table as well.
Right.
It's only two, but it's going to be.
Yep.
Yeah. I think George is going to be playing as well. So I don't know if we'll have commentary on the table, but it'll definitely have something being broadcast.
Excellent.
He couldn't make it up. Well, he couldn't make it up last year. So that was sad phase. Because it's always good to have streaming.
It is.
So that's the thing you need to know. So pre-registration, sorry, hit the mic. Pre-registration is going to be October 30th, whatever, 9 a.m. You can email me. I mean, that's going to be loosey-goosey, not a big deal. You just send it.
You're not expecting 40 teams to pre-register.
I don't expect it. I mean, oh my God, if they did.
Right.
I could then buy like 20 fat mats, 30 fat mats, whatever. We'd definitely have a big jump on it. That'd be amazing. That'll be the pre-registration. Then whatever numbers left over will go into the website, which everybody goes there. You click on it, make sure you can pay with your Visa, MasterCard, PayPal, whatever.
Yep.
And that'll be done right through that. That way nobody can be mad at me that I went live 5 minutes early because I was bored. It'll be straight on the website. Fabio will have it all set up. So at 9 a.m., it will turn over internally and do it. Nothing we have to do.
Right.
It'll open registration. You click a button, enter your team name. Talking about team names. Team names will be vetted by the community.
Oh, will they?
Sure. Well, why not?
How is that going to be vetted by the community?
Like it should have been before. Like it was before. Like if anybody, months later.
Is it, like if anybody takes offense to a name, it has to change?
No, it's, you know what? We're adults, so.
No, we're not. Let's be honest here.
We are adults, okay? So if somebody has dick emoji as their name, really offensive? No. Is it immature? Yes. Sure. You know what? Fine. That's fine with me. But, you know, like let it happen. It wasn't what everybody thought it was. So
we don't need to get into that controversy.
If somebody's
like, I don't even know what is an offensive thing anymore or something like that. 69 Kavanaugh or something like that. And they're like, oh my God, this is so offensive and blah, 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 blah. And then who gets the final say on that? Well, after the big internet argument.
Then they will have to change their name. Like if it's that many people are like, this is offensive, but you know, you should also be attending the event and being there and stuff and not just be not some social justice warrior who wasn't even coming out that's offended by it. Like,
I'm an SJW. Or Skeleton Jazz Wizard.
That should be your team name. There you go.
And Skeleton Jazz Wizard. That's a great name.
So again, the team names will be published in November. Actually, November 7th, once that registration's done. Everybody can take a look at it right then. I don't want to hear stuff in February.
Is twits with tits, is that offensive? I'm just trying out some stuff. That's all.
Post it. Try it out.
Yeah. Somebody might take offense to it.
Well, you've got moobs. I'm like, I'm sure talking about you. You're not talking about anybody else. So like, you know, is it offensive to you? Because
there's nothing that's offensive to me.
So again, what are we talking about? Pre-registration will be open for a few days, a week, whatever. It doesn't matter. It's not a big rush on that one. And then main registration will be 9 a.m. on the Wednesday. Something else that we're going to do is we already have the room on the Friday anyways. So we're going to run a World Ender ticketed event on the Friday.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Nice. So we're going to have like some cool big trophies for that one.
Cool. I mean, ticketed event, I mean, you get a spot for the World
Ender. For the Invitational at TGX,
Damn.
That's so we'll probably have it all set up Thursday anyways.
Yep.
So we'll start the tournament noon on Friday, so.
It's going to go late, but I guess it depends on how many people show up, right?
I'm thinking 16, but 16's four rounds. It'll be, something to do. And then for the schedule for the World Ender, or for the OTC, is going to be amazing. 2 days. Oh.
It's good.
It's going to be like a 9 a.m. start. On the Saturday, so that'll finish at like 11:30.
Is that three rounds?
Three rounds on the Saturday, and then you got till like 1 to go eat, come back, and then play from like 1 to 3:30.
Yep.
And then you want to go have another break, come back. It's totally easy. Like it's going to be so casual. Oh my God! Well, not crushing five games in 12 hours, right? Like that's 14 hours, I guess.
So if you if you have 40 teams.
Yep.
Is that six rounds or is that
it's potential. Possible? Yeah, possible. It's always until you go up to that next number, which is 64, I guess.
Yeah.
Anything over 32 will give you a potential sixth round.
Right.
So worst case scenario, it'll be 3 and 3. So three on Saturday, three on Sunday. Sunday will run a little more condensed. Won't be as loosey-goosey as the Saturday.
Because you want to get people out of there.
Because people are going to want to drive home and stuff. So we're not going to like keep them there till 9 o'clock at night. It'll be, you know, start at 9.
Yep.
But then the break for lunch will be a lot tighter. And then the third round will just start right away. Like it'll be
assuming there's a third round.
If there's a third round, yeah.
Right.
So that'll be, that's the idea anyways. But with 40 teams, there's probably going to be a third round.
Right.
It's just mathematically, I guess, the way I look at it. That should be good.
That does sound exciting. I like the 2 day option.
I think I stayed
over last year, so I mean, whatever, you know, it's good. I mean, hopefully it doesn't turn off people. I mean, was there more demand than complaint about possibility?
I mean, there's always a couple super vocal people who want to keep it 1 day.
Yeah, sure.
And they're more local.
Oh, are they really?
Because of like family reasons. They're like, I don't want to come out for 2 day. I already have these other events that I do.
You could just come out for the 1 day and play three rounds.
Yeah, that's whatever you want. It's, you know, I think it makes it better for the guys coming in from the States or guys coming in from like Calgary or, you know, Victoria. Yep. If John Ferris brings a team out or something, it's just better than like a 1 day grind.
Where does the ATC fall now?
It's still January.
Oh, so that happens prior to this. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So they, we've talked.
It's definitely good practice, like forever, whoever is planning on going.
You know,
that's what we went to that Montreal one with our team, and that was a very good experience in terms of just getting the flow on with the five players and stuff like that.
Yeah, knowing you get to practice your matchups and what you're thinking.
Yeah.
So, that's OTC in a nutshell. It's everything you need to know. message me or Facebook me if you have more questions. But I mean, I've actually covered it all. So yeah, I'm excited because like the World Ender on Friday will be fun. I'm going to like buy some, like I said, some nice big trophies for it. So because it's like a weird event, I guess, where it's like a side event where for probably the guys traveling. And I know the guys from Ohio and stuff all come in early. They're there like on the Wednesday or whatever. So
there's
five or six, ten guys right there to play on the Friday. So
yeah.
It should be easy to hit 16.
That's good.
I'd like to do 16 minimum because the trophies ain't going to be cheap. So you've got to cover the cost of those trophies.
Yeah.
And then what do we got coming up after?
There's going to be trophies you can take home?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. These are separate trophies that are just be like, you know, World Ender OTC qualifier or something.
Yeah.
Put something on there so they know they got it there.
I want everybody to email potential team names to Scott and be like, hey, is this okay? Message him or whatever. Just be like, hey, is Twits with Tits, you know, will that fly, you think? he's gonna hate me for that.
I don't care. Whatever. I didn't care about the last one. There were very few people who were vocal.
You probably didn't even look at the team names before.
I typed them out. I knew what the team's name were.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, for sure. I put them on there. And none of them bothered me. I was like, all right, whatever. Like, but I was there for the creation of like the controversial ones, and they weren't controversial. That's why I never set off any alarm bells. So, it was like, yeah, whatever.
It's not like they were get out there and rape was the team.
No, like retarded. Like,
yeah.
Oh, well, whatever. People, whatever. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah.
Name gate too.
Okay. And so you also said there's a World Ender on October the 14th.
October 14th, there's a minor at...
it's a minor, points one, right?
Points one.
Okay.
Winner does get a ticket to Tabletop Gaming Expo.
Sweet.
So
that's a win.
There's incentive there. So it's like, oh, I don't get a ticket to the Invitational, but I get a ticket to the event.
How much is a ticket to TGX?
It'll be probably $65 again.
Right.
Yeah. So
that's worth it. I got to do that. I got to win one of those before I go and buy my ticket.
That makes more sense.
It does.
Otherwise, you're like, I got two tickets.
That's like 2 weekends from now, right?
October 14th. So 13th, October 13th, I think.
Right. I got to check the calendar.
Probably like,
I think I can probably do that one, no problem.
Yeah, two weekends from now.
And I guess I'll be playing Grimkin. Poop earns.
Oh.
Circle still not.
Dreamer, go nuts.
I mean, I could just start playing Double Bones or something, right? Or Bones Birds. I don't know if I have enough birds anymore to run that one effectively, but
why don't you play like
maybe I should just play
Mac that Davis's chunk list, because he crushes with that.
Yeah, well, so does Tomas.
Oh, yeah,
right. And he runs,
does he play the same thing?
No, he plays Double Bones. He plays Kruger or Bradigus. Maybe I should just start playing that.
Eric's been like playing that like birds list for ages.
Oh, yeah.
After she got nerfed, and he's still crushing it.
It's a lot of birds, man.
He's like, oh, whatever. They nerfed her. I keep playing her. It wins.
It's still good. I have my new token set, so maybe I fuck it. I'll just switch over for next Wednesday.
Ooh.
See if Jeremy's interested in that. Boring my Grimkin.
Take my Grimkin.
That's right. So we can segue that into the whole talk about ranged meta.
The ranged meta's back.
Well, yeah, that's the debate, right?
Well, I mean, in our meta it is, because we have, I mean, Dustin and I are both playing that Siege 1 list.
Yeah, you're blowing that shit up.
And it's funny because, like, everybody who listens to this knows I've been hopping around between my factions. The only thing I haven't played out of the four I own, I won't count Legion, is Krix, just because I'm just not feeling them. And,
right.
I refuse to spend the, like, $800 to...
Is that what you need?
I don't know. I'm estimating.
Do you have the boat? Do you have Scar 3?
Nope. Oh, I refuse to buy that.
No, man.
Like, I can't do it.
You just don't want to pay the $50 duty or whatever.
Yeah, pretty much. It's 165. No, what is she? She was like 120, I think,
right.
US. Then you convert it and then you ship it. Shipping is free, but then it gets to the border and you pay
duty.
I think Fabio said it came out to like 165 Canadian.
Damn.
Yeah. That's better than the beer wagon, because that was 265 Canadian, which is like, oh, I can't do it.
And I've seen so many of those.
That's it. Like, you know, it wasn't like you must have this. But if I was going to play Krix, I'd play like, you know, Scar 1 something. And
Scar 1.
And probably like the Coven or something. Like,
oh, yeah?
Yeah, that's what I would do.
Not some Gaspy 3 Slayers? Or is that that's part of the expenditure that you
have? I refuse to buy.
You can play Denny. There's a lot of people that run Denny 2 with a lot of character jacks and stuff like that.
Oh, that could
be fun. Even if you play the Slayer spam version, I think you only need like 4 Slayers or something.
I still don't have 4. Maybe I might have 3.
There you go.
But,
and then you can run the character version with Nightmare and Deathjack and whatever the fuck.
Right? Yeah. So let's say, but that's the one thing I haven't played. But I'd play like, I played 10 games of Grim 1. I was like, yeah, trolls, let's do this. And I was playing some Madrak 1. And I really enjoyed those. But just the matchups I found, I was like, I'm not in this. Like, I'm just getting destroyed. And then it was like, I played my 10 games. I'm like, all right, time to switch something else. And then I was like, I'm going to play some Signar. And I was like, what am I going to play? And I was like, I made some Halley 2, Halley 3, whatever. And then
Siege 1.
People have been talking about Siege 1 is going to be like the new meta. And I was like, all right, well, let's just jump on that now. So I made my Siege 1 list, and Dustin was beating me up on it. Just like, it's not right. You got to do it this way, you know.
Right.
You know, How many Kane Zero is amazing. And
oh, yeah. I've heard that.
Yeah. So I eventually caved and built his list, and it's amazing.
Oh, yeah.
It's gross.
So why is it amazing?
It's, I mean, for me, like, I love the big heavy stuff anyway, so I like to play that. So, I mean, I get 2 Stormstriders,
yeah.
Triumph, Charger, Lancer, 2 Minutemen.
Right.
It's...
Is Dustin's list only 2 Minutemen?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He might have 3. He might have a Minuteman on Kane Zero, but I have a Charger on him just because I don't own a 3rd Minuteman.
Oh, okay.
So I'm just like, no, I'll do it this way. So Jake's has 2 Minutemen, Junior has, Kane Zero has a Charger on my list.
Right.
And it's just, it can handle.
Minutemen have extended control, right?
Yeah. So it's 16 inches on those little Juniors.
So sad about the birds. I mean, I understand why, because playing it with theirs, we're in the cave now. I don't know if you can actually hear it, but probably it sounds like it's pouring. Yeah, yeah. The extended control range really turns on the Juniors. Like Una 1 with extended control range birds was. It made her very playable.
Yeah.
Right. Now that they don't have it, it's just like she's a huge liability.
Yeah.
Unless you can have a ranged light, which Circle doesn't really have that's doable on any of the Juniors, right? Because, I don't know. Could you run worlds on them?
So Kane Zero with his Charger, I mean, the Charger only ever needs a focus, maybe.
Can't run worlds on it because I think Una's the only Junior. So I'm sorry, go on.
You'd like that's just like 2 really good shots under feet and stuff that'll do some damage. Basically, he's there for fire effect on Kane or on Siege,
and he's worth every penny.
Oh, that's all. I could just cast fire for effect and leave him at the back of the board. That's paid for. That's good.
Yeah,
because then the reason why the Lancer's in the list is because all of a sudden Siege is like, oh, I've got focus.
Yes,
I don't need to spend any of it. No. Like this is amazing. How about a boosted force hammer?
Yeah,
and it's been clutch. And it's amazing. Like it's so good. It changes everything. The Minutemen under the feet turn, I mean, it doesn't matter if I'm playing infantry or whatever, they're going to do work.
Oh, yeah.
So if I'm playing an infantry heavy list, they just do their leap flak field and the POW 6s are killing everything.
So it's POW 6 within how far?
2 inches. Base to base, POW 12.
Nice.
Yeah. So it boosted, kills.
POW 12 on the feet turn will kill some medium base infantry too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. And then when they're done, they still have their 2 gunshots,
2 POW 14s. Yes.
So, like, a lot of times they move forward, they leap, land, kill everything around them, then they're like, pow, pow. And you're just like, well, that was fun. And that's just work that the Junior's doing. Jake's on the side. And, you know, one of them's def 16 because you put psychic on it.
Yes.
And a lot of times I just jam that in their face being like, what are you going to do? I'm engaging all this stuff and you're not going to hit me.
Right.
Although some people roll really well and they hit me. I have a problem getting Jake's killed a lot.
With extended control of lights?
It doesn't matter. A lot of, like, even
can't
like,
she be like 16 inches away from
you? Yeah.
And even the turn you commit them, she doesn't even have to go that far. No. She's like, go away. Go stuff do your thing.
Just gets to me and sure. It's like, oh, I'm def ridiculous. You need a 10 or an 11 to
is
hit me.
Is that because you put it on her? The bullet dodge or whatever the fuck it is?
She goes up in base to bases with the jack and then she gets it as well.
Right.
She goes, I think, to 17.
That sounds like a mistake.
And she still dies.
Find a nice forest or a building to hide behind.
Yeah, I was doing
never
that
never come out.
Something comes up and gets me and it's like, you need a 10. Unboosted 10. Yes. I'm like, oh, like, and then you kill me. And I died to something so sad the other day and I was just like, I can't believe that. Oh, I died to the sorcerer attachment on champions.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Isn't he like Matt? 5?
Yes.
He's Matt 5.
He still got me. It was just like, are you kidding? Like, I should not die. And he rolled exactly what he needed for damage even after I negated 5.
Oh, really?
I was like, oh, this is so sad. So, I mean, it does a ton of work there. There's a Firefly in the list, which obviously is going to help the Striders.
Yes.
And on feet turn, the Striders and the E-Leaps will kill for days.
Kill everything.
So, I mean, but really, a 4-inch blast template for... so ground like, pounder from Siege that's all boosted to hit, boosted damage, blast damage. It's amazing.
Oh, yeah.
And yeah,
sounds like Kruger 1 could play into that.
Kruger 1
or Kruger 2, sorry. Kruger 2 in the Bones theme
because you have
everything's electrical immune within 9 inches of him,
yeah,
including himself.
Yeah,
so and I gotta he's also got Windstorm on top of that.
What's your control range?
14.
Yeah, so that sucks.
Well, I mean, he has that's can be the problem with him. He has to play aggressive to kind of like keep siege out of it. But if
because that means I got to just be 5 inches closer to you, right? Because my range goes down to and range
if,
nine.
If he starts with siege in his control area, siege can just walk forward
and then
get and ground pounder.
Yeah,
yeah. So and it's a delicate dance, but being immune to the Storm Striders is pretty huge.
It's pretty huge, but that means you're also going to group everything in nice and tight.
Yeah, 9 inches is bigger than you think. 9 inches both sides.
Yeah, yeah. But then it means my Striders are super late game.
Yes.
Then they have to charge something and then...
Yeah. Okay, I'm gonna start playing Circle right away.
Bring it on. I need to try it. I don't know. Because at least I got Triumph and Triumph's got 16-inch guns, so I just got to be 11 inches away.
Oh, there you go.
And heal
you tickle just, you. You can be 16. Who cares?
That's true. I'm 16 inches away. I'm like, I took this list to the first World Ender that we had.
Yeah.
And again, I've been hopping around, so I don't play anything. I might have played one pregame with this without Kane Zero.
Sure.
Because I was just like, whatever. And I took it to the thing and I went 3-1.
Uh huh.
And the only game I lost was an oops.
Was that oopsie?
Yeah. So
that's usually what you lose by.
Yeah. And because and every time I play a game, I learn something too. So, I mean, the game, I should have just done a force hammer on the guy's caster to additional die damage him to make him use a transfer then.
Sure.
Instead, I ended up leaving him on two boxes.
Right.
One attack less, and I couldn't do it. And then, so I lost that game.
Right.
But I crushed Jeremy with his Legion, and he dropped Fianna into me, and it was just...
Flakfield.
Fianna. What's her name? Not Fianna. What's her name?
Yeah, it's Fianna.
No, that was Charles. What is
was
the
it Animag?
What's a Legion? Not Animag. The one that gives you like plus three def.
That's Fianna.
Is it Fianna?
Fianna too. Yeah.
So anyways, I just crushed them. And they were all saying, oh, it was a great matchup for you. I'm like, I need to play it. I don't know. And Jeremy was like salty the whole game because he was just like, but I looked at it and he had so much troops. I was like, I don't know how I'm going to kill this. I don't have enough attacks to deal with that.
Boosting ground pounders and
it's just like fields. Place this flak field, like all those guys dead. Next one, all those guys. I'm like, wow, I just killed 10 guys. That's pretty good.
Oh yeah.
So that was a little crazy.
Storm Striders can still boost a hit when they hit, then their Electro Leaps auto kill whatever
it does. So then I played Charles in the, second, I guess it was.
Oh, okay.
I think I played Jeremy in the last round.
Wasn't he playing Fiona the Black?
He was playing Fiona, so it's like one less die.
Fianna?
He like jams Fiona in my face and feet. So okay. Now and I'm like, what am I going to do here? So then I stare at the table and I'm like,
Force hammer something into her?
Go, and I think I'm going to assassinate you. Let's just try this. So Triumph backs up.
Yeah,
Gets out of the feet. And I'd already feeded with Kane, and I used his ground pounder to free up one of my Striders so it could aim.
Sure.
So I, do the shot from him, and he needs like a 10 to hit, I think it was.
Sure.
Got it.
Yeah.
I need a 12 on damage, and I one shot her under the feet. I get an 11.
Oh, fuck. Still leaves her on like nothing, right?
Leave her on like one box. It's like, oh, so close. So then my Strider just aims.
Yeah.
Boost the hit. And then because I'm aiming and within... He goes effectively rat 10, so I need a 6 on two dice to hit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I get two shots at it. And as soon as I hit, it's over.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't matter. It's dice -1, and I need to do one damage. So I got it and killed him under her feet. So I was like, yes! But then after the game, they're all laughing. And I'm like, what? They're like, there was a so much easier way that you didn't even see. And I was like, what? And they're like, all you had to do was allocate a focus to this Minuteman.
And throw something at
her? He walks over, leaps, and then gets right in front of like a, what do you call them?
A Risen. Yeah, yeah.
Power attack throw directly away, knock her down, kill her.
Yeah.
And it would have been no effort at that point. We were just like,
What's his, is he a strength 8 or 9? I'm just curious.
He might be a 6.
No. Minuteman.
Minuteman aren't going to be very high.
Oh, well, he's a light. He's a light. Yeah, it's got to be 7 or 8. But I'm just curious for the throw distance, but. Yeah.
It was enough. It was
going to get there
because it was close. So maybe it's 8 and it was 4.
That's another thing that's really the speed and maneuverability of the Minutemen combined with the fact that they can two-hand throw shit is so fucking good.
Yeah, and it's the jank because of the being able to place themselves wherever they need to be.
Oh, yes.
Strength 8. Yeah, so 4-inch throw.
Yep.
And that's because it's like two-handed, you have a good chance of winning the die roll anyways.
Well, especially against the Risen.
Oh, yeah. You're going to win that one. That's fine.
Yeah. No, for sure.
So it was like games that I felt like I had no business winning. I won. So
because you could apply this jank or the placement and
this,
the knockdown
weird placement and stuff like that. And every time I play the game, I'm learning because, like, again, I've been jumping around factions so much that I haven't been focused.
Yeah.
And I don't know how long. Since I've been focused on anything.
Yep.
So now I'm like, I'm focused on Signar. So I'm now looking for another list. Right now I'm just playing Siege into everything to learn it, the list and what I don't want to play it into.
Right.
To then develop what my second list is going to be.
Okay.
So, like, it's like every time, like, I played and I was just like, you know, I'm going to shoot Siege. And then somebody's like, you know, you got Shield Guard. I'm like, I don't got Shield Guard. He's like, yeah, Triumph's got Shield Guard. I'm like, oh, yeah. Like, who knew? Like, just stupid things like this that I should know, but yeah, yeah. I just don't play with Triumph. So.
And you don't read his card?
Because I don't play with him. I'm yeah, like, man, yeah, whatever. Yeah. He's got a gun that I like that I have a gun in maintenance phase I get to fire.
Sure, true.
Which is pretty cool. Yeah. So it's whether you're just like sometimes I'm like, oh, that champion. Pow. You know, it's just like, oh, let's start tenderizing, like an extra POW 15 hit on them or something.
Boosted
like
POW 15 hit damage. Yeah.
Oh, not in the maintenance phase, not boosted. It's boosted damage.
Yeah.
Not boosted
damage. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Boosted damage, though. It's pretty good.
It's amazing.
It's like, I guess it's good to see the old robot. He did not see the table for a long, long time.
Yeah, yeah, never. I never owned him until like I bought him in Mark
III.
Oh,
really?
Yeah.
Did you? Oh, damn.
Yeah, never had him. So that's my, like, that's what I'm going to focus on right now. I'm going to play the poop out of this, which will change our meta because everybody's already teching against it.
Well, there's already a lot of talk about how range is going to impact
the meta. Well, like I say, like, I haven't played it into Armored Core. I think it destroys it. I haven't played it into. So Slayers, just, but just, I'm told Slayers will beat me on scenario, but I need to play it. I need to see it because
the Carapace will help.
It does help them, but they're still Slayers. Yeah, so like, you know, boosted 15s or 17s, I'm going to cripple stuff. And if I'm crippling stuff, they're not going to get work done.
Boosted 15s are what? Dice off.
So they're 17, six. Right? So it goes down to 9, goes up to 13.
Oh, you're talking about on feet turn.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. So yeah. Armor 13, and I'm hitting him with a 17. So
plus 2. Yeah, yeah.
You're dice cripple, plus you're 4.
Whatever. You're going to cripple stuff on feet turn. There's no doubt about that.
But that's what I need to do, right? Yeah, yeah, so yeah. Everything that's crippled, I may not go for full kills, but I'm like, oh, I took out his cortex. I took out his arm. I took out. Because then at that point, they can do less.
That's true. And he does have the repair dudes, less, but I mean, if you can cap them, that's fine.
Well, they're so fast that they're going to be away from the repair dudes.
It depends on how he plays it.
Yeah. But it's going
to
be.
Like he has to be careful of Gaspy as well, because he just. She gets the fuck off the table.
So I gotta try. As long as I keep the Striders free and the POW 17s will do so, because even if it dice off 4, I can boost it.
Oh, yeah.
And if I boost a hit and a crit, they're now...
Disrupted.
So now they're really going to be, you know, they can walk 6 inches. Suck it.
No, they walk 8 inches.
They can walk 8 inches, but I'm still like, you know, that's some good threat, but...
Yeah, if you can control it. Stop him from scenario, you probably can manage it.
Yeah. And then with the force hammers, knocking stuff down, which will use up his resources.
Yep.
And
yep.
So, I don't know. I got to play it.
Need to play it. You got to get Fabio on that. So that's the Siege one that's sort of picking up in our meta.
In our meta. I don't think it's very popular anywhere else right now, but.
He was kind of there at WTC. He wasn't like huge, but he was definitely sneaking around the outside.
The fact that I can like dust off my Signar and go 3-1 at a tournament and get third.
Yeah, yeah.
That's pretty good. But all I did was drop that all
gunge,
day.
Gunge. So it's like, for days. So the other stuff that's kind of like picking up the range meta is High Reclaimer Double Judicator.
Which is with Sevi Zero.
Right? Sevi Zero.
Because the thing about that one, this is like could be a part of our jank talk too. It's where you have
this is a jank or
well,
is
no,
bullshit.
It's just bullshit because you have what Hand of Fate and Signs of Portents.
Yeah, the reliquary on the Judicator now gives S&P basically, but it's not. I can't remember if it's called S&P or not. It's called. I'll look it up just to make sure we're talking the right shit. But yes, the High Reclaimer has Hand of Fate,
right?
Which is basically Signs of Portents, and then I'm going to make sure I get the right name for Mr. Judicator. Poor whatever that new thing is, the new Colossal for them, because it's not going to see the table now. This guy's got S&P. So it's called Reliquary. And as long as it's not disabled, you get to do S&P, but it's called Reliquary. Mm-hmm. So it's not the same effect, so you get to stack them. So even on a normal shot with anything, you're rolling 4 dice, dropping the 2 lowest, and 4 dice, dropping the 2 lowest on damage.
Which is gross.
And he can juggle it.
Yeah.
And Sevi Zero adds +1 to their attack and their damage rolls.
Gross.
Yeah. So it gets pretty ridiculous. I mean, it is the big guns are inaccurate, but they're 14-inch range and they're POW 15, POW 17 with battle. Is that the way it works? Yeah. So you're not even sure, right?
And I nod. I don't play meta.
I nod, yeah. It's been a while. I haven't played a game in 2 weeks, so I don't know anything. Yep. So POW 17 with POW 17 with the eye and the battle. So those big guns are pretty fucking stupid. And the sprays are POW 15.
Terrifying.
With S&P. I mean, he goes down to what? Rat 1? Rat 2 with... Oh, probably Rat 2 with the eye and the inaccurate.
So, but still, rolling four dice, boosting to five if you really want to.
You're probably hitting def 10, def 12 on fairly average dice.
Yeah, yeah.
So, not a big deal if you, even if, you know, if you get cover or something, you just boost and then you're probably pretty good. Just magic happening there. And it's also AoE 3, and so the S&P, double S&P works on all the blast damage and stuff like that as well. So it's going to erase infantry pretty hard. It's going to blow the shit out of heavies.
Blast immune.
Good luck. Even if you are blast immune, if you get close enough, the flamethrowers are rat 7 with double S&Ps and POW 15 with double S&Ps and continuous fire. So you got infantry that managed to get through all that blast. And then can they take that to the face?
Derp.
I don't know what you hit. Like rat 7 with double S&P probably hits def 16 on average dice.
I would think so.
Yeah. So
I mean, the spikes there can be huge.
They can be. And the average PNS, I love saying PNS, on the sprays is like POW 24. So you better have some real good armor.
Oh,
on
man.
Top of that. So yeah.
Thankfully we don't have any Menoth players around here really.
Well, that's what I don't know, looking at this, I was like, maybe I shouldn't play a Menoth just to play this high reclaimer list. I don't think Dave has double GPs.
He does. I think he won one.
So oh, did he
brand
really?
New in a box.
So he hasn't built it?
He hasn't built it yet.
Oh, damn it, he's gonna have to paint it.
I got an airbrush, we can crush it.
Yeah. My god, what am I gonna do? No, I gotta play Circle because there's new stuff coming out for Circle. In November.
So it's Menoth until November.
Yeah, exactly. I'm just going to double Judy it.
There's Judy every list. You're like, I got this.
Yeah, it's pretty good because the list that Mike Perrier that I was watching him play, he has like full exemplar errant's boat with, I think he had like the UA and stuff like that. But they usually take whatever can like manage to get through all the withering fire and stuff like that. And then he just brings all the dudes back, or like a bunch of dudes back with his feet. And whatnot, and self-sack helps with any RFP effects and whatnot that they may have. So it does seem to be fairly effective.
That sounds good.
And whatever the Judicators touch, they murder.
Yes.
Like they explode.
Can
and so they're POW 23 in melee with double S&P.
Ugh, gross.
Yeah. Yeah, that's bad.
That's very bad. I do not want to see
I got their rat wrong on the sprays. The sprays are only rat 6, so they probably only hit defense 15 on average.
Rat 6, you should be rolling 8 on
8 or 9.
7 on average, I guess. So
double S&P?
Well, I'm just saying if you're rolling 7s on average, which would be like a 4 and a 3.
Oh,
just low average. That's what I'm looking at.
We'll do a test. I'm pretty sure you hit 8s or 9s on average. There's 10. I mean, sure, you can get low rolls.
Oh, my God.
But yeah, you're rolling that many dice, magic just happens, right? Yeah. I think 8s and 9s are average.
So I'm just saying, like, if you were thinking about averages like this.
That's what but it's not.
If you're rolling
4 dice.
I know.
They're not two separate events. It's one event.
Right. But
it's more like average would be something like this. 2, 4, 5, and then another 4, maybe? That might be closer to average.
Yeah, because that's...
You're kind of shifting it up, one and down, whatever, but it's weird.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's actually... I'm sure there's like some sort of formula algorithm to work it out, but...
And it's gross, because...
You hit, and you kill things. Yeah. It's like fucking nuts.
Oh my God, it's gross. As I'm just sitting here rolling, I'm like, there we go. That was bad.
Yeah, it'll happen eventually.
But rat 6...
The blast damage on the rocket pods goes up to POW 10 with battle and eye. So POW 10, double S&P, you're doing like POW 18, 19, like the PNS, POW 18, 19. So unless you have multiple boxes and decent armor, you
everything.
Just get blown the fuck up.
Yikes. Yeah, you should be playing some Menoth. I want to see that.
Oh, I don't know why Dave's not playing Menoth. We should play the hotness for the meta, right?
You could probably switch him over.
I'm awfully tempted to try it, but like I said, I'm kind of excited to play some Circle again.
Yeah.
I have those tokens. I need to use my tokens. It cost me like $100.
It's fair.
Yeah.
Got
exactly. So besides the High Reclator Double Judicator, there's also Crucible Guard, which is still not completely out, but they have a very strong range game, especially with Sylvestro. He's the guy that gives
Sylvester.
Sylvester. Sylvester the cat.
Fucking cat. Is that the right guy?
I thought I saw a putty cat. Yes, that's the guy. But he's got like signs of importance feet. He's got some stuff that's really annoying. I'm trying to remember what other stuff he's got. But they have like debuffs like crazy. They can easily get like a 4-point armor shift. And with S&P and stuff, that's pretty scary.
Gross.
And they have the rocket dudes have the short range guns that like are weapon masters against constructs or something like that.
Yes, I remember that.
Yeah, it's kind of scary. So there's definitely like some strong range game there. I mean, I don't know how prevalent they're going to be in the meta, but
I know our meta that again the range game is going to be strong.
Yes,
because I know some people are frustrated already. But now we're going to Captain Con in February. I wonder what we can expect down there.
I'm actually not sure, but I'm thinking some of these like meta-defining lists are going to be there. Like you're going to see some High Reclaimer, Double Judicator, and Harby, and I think you're going to see Siege. You're going to see Haley 3.
Well, you're going to see my Siege.
Yeah, I hope so.
We're talking that I pair it with Haley 3 just to make people think I'm going to drop that and then drop Siege anyways.
Anybody that knows you knows that you're not confident enough to run that.
No, I haven't even put it on the table yet. I'd have to play that from now until then and be like, Siege, you're going aside.
I'm not confident enough to play it. It's fairly complicated stuff.
I'd be looking for like the Baby Haley launch. Like,
oh, yeah?
Baby Haley close enough? Yes, I win. Not close enough? No, I lose.
You just got to get multiple turns out of her. She's, I fucking hate the echoes.
So good.
You do a ton of work and you kill one and then you're like, oh, I just bring it back. Sure, I can't do anything with her this turn, but
yeah.
She's going to be there in turn 5 and 6 when I win the game.
Yep. It's like, it don't matter.
Yep. Fuckers can test too. So wrong. Anyways. So I don't know what else is, like Crix has a decent range game. Like they're not, in my experience, they haven't been building like range skews.
Right.
But well, something, I mean, something Scar like
Scar 3 on her own is just.
Yes.
How many shots does she have? It's ridiculous.
She's got a hand cannon and the two boom booms. The two boom booms.
Yeah, just watch her. She's like, I activate. I'm going to shoot here. I'm going to shoot here.
And she can make melee attacks too. She's got dual attack. Yeah.
But it's just like, if I mean, hopefully so she can not engage.
She can charge some. Doesn't matter.
No, I know that. I'm just saying, like, it's gross.
She doesn't mind. She can go forward and kill something in the front line. And then fire her guns, and then she repose 3 because of Exari, whatever her name is, that gives her the battle plans. Says, oh, I guess back up 3 inches. Fuck you.
Yeah.
No, she's definitely got some serious range game, but it's a little more skewed into the assassination. Like, I feel like when I play against her, it's like, oh, she's going to, like, Phantom Seeker or whatever, like, make this guy invisible for line of sight and then shoot me to death. But it's not like a Siege, Crucible Guard, High Reclaimer, Double Judicator list, which can hard attrition you. And
that's kind of more the concern. I like the Siege list is because I can...
You can threaten the assassination and hard attrition.
And just be like, I'm going to attrition you, but if you ever come too close,
opportunity. Yeah.
I'm going to take it because with Force Hammer...
Oh, yes.
A rerollable Force Hammer because I got the Squire. Yes. You're just like, man, this should work.
Yep. So is that what you do? You just keep the Lancer in your back pocket until
I need to launch him out there. Yep.
Yeah.
And it's like, go!
I hear ya.
Yeah, it can be pretty gross.
So what do people do against that? I mean, you're all knowledgeable and shit.
I am not. I mean, I've been watching the troll players in our meta suffer greatly right now.
Yes.
I played into Gunny, who can stop the shooting for a turn.
One round, yeah.
Then I just back up. And I'll be like, you can take 2 CPs.
Right.
I will then do it next turn.
Hopefully it doesn't take 3 or 4, but yeah.
And the other thing, like with Siege too, like Siege 1, but with Siege as well, you got to remember is his feat is remove wall templates.
Yes.
So a lot of times it's like they'll take the wall sides because they're like, I got to get covered.
Or they're playing Gunny and they put down the wall. Does that actually remove
it? It removes
wall?
It. If that's template, get it out of here. So it's funny because like it's happened to where if I lose a die roll, I'll take the side without the walls, yes. Knowing where they're going to be.
Yeah.
I'm like, you know, like the caster is going to be there behind that wall. So then I deploy knowing that.
Yes.
And then I move up, they get in position. He's like, aha, I'm deaf 19 or whatever. I'm like, feet? No, you're not.
And get rid of the wall, and then I can force hammer something into you.
Yes. And you're knocked down, and now you're dead. Like, it's...
Okay, so what are people going to do? The troll players getting their shit pushed in by this.
But I mean, Legion gets their shit pushed in by this.
Sure.
I mean, I don't know.
Jeremy's a good player, and he's like, I don't know what to do.
Yeah,
those are the sort of things that he doesn't know what to do against. Crucible Guard, High Reclaimer, Double Judicator, Siege 1. It's like, the fuck, don't know what I'm supposed to do. It's because everything just dies.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a good list because it can play into so much.
Sure.
And
It's not as auto loss as like Nemo 3 into Kruger as well.
Yeah.
It does have a little bit of reliance on electrical damage, but it's got other tools in the bag
to threaten Kruger too. Like it's...
Yeah.
You take that POW 15 from Triumph in the face under feet, you're not going to like it.
Nobody's going to like that.
Because your beast just died.
Yeah.
Which is sometimes fine. Like, yep. It's like, hey, I one-shot your beast because you transferred the damage. Oh, well.
It's only dice plus eight.
Yeah, exactly. It's just like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
So it's because of that, I'm still getting massive work out of the feet, and now I'm up on attrition.
Yeah.
You still deny me some stuff, but they can be ruling the outside skirts. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
oh, yeah.
If you're in the center, I'm going to control both flanks with my shooting. And
sure.
You're going to have to keep it in really tight. And if you're keeping it in really tight, Siege is cool with that.
Some ground pounder.
Yep, ground pounder action.
Pound your ground.
So, yeah, it's what to do. I don't know. You need to be a huge denial or outshoot me.
Sounds difficult to do.
Yeah.
With certain factions, like Circle does not really run a great range game.
Clouds could be, I mean, I got True Sight, Mage Sight.
Yeah, Mage Sight only works on your battle group, though.
Yep, no. So totally get it.
Doesn't work on the Striders, doesn't work on that. So I guess you haven't played it into Cole Grima to see if that would Cole Grima,
no.
I mean, her feet prevents range attacks as well, right?
It does.
So she has like a one round gimme from that, and then her clouds can shut down a certain extent.
Yeah, that's where I think I flank harder with the Striders.
Right.
Because then the clouds will be less effective. They can be shooting in.
Yep.
And as long as I'm in the center with my feet out, then they can shoot into the feet. And
that sure.
still works. So, yeah, I don't know.
Interesting. I don't know. I mean, I've been playing Grimkin for the longest while, and it's always just Dreamer. just try with that, right? I mean, she's got her Artifice for range protection. I can take Shroud if I want to.
What does her Artifice do for the people who don't know?
Oh, it gives any models completely in the 5-inch template are have cover. So it helps a bit. I'm not saying it's like a cure-all or anything, but that coupled with Kravitz and possibly Shroud. I mean, you have Mage Sight, but it takes a certain order of activations for you to anticipate that sort of thing.
Can your stuff be knocked down? I just force hammer something into your.
I can ruin that. I can ruin that, or do Arcane Vortex. I probably take Sacrifice. That's an important thing in that matchup. I mean, there's tools, right?
Yeah.
Sounds like it's a game, but she has a game into a lot of stuff. So now that I'm coming out of playing that, I have to think in a broader sense. I mean, immediately off the hop, I think Kruger 2, but I don't know. I have to play some other stuff. I understand where Jeremy's coming from. He doesn't have a caster that's strong anti-ranged. I mean, he can try running his own ranged game, but like he said, you just kill like two Carnivian chassis in one on your feet turn, and that's hard to come back from.
Yep. You better kill me.
Abby can threat pretty far, but I still don't. She doesn't like to play into that kind of gun mess. Sounds bad.
I love it.
I think she can fire a Carnivian 17 inches. I mean, she's got to keep it in control, and it's got to have her spell on it so it can't be pushed, so that to kill one Storm Strider, right? And then it probably just fucking dies if not Abby dies or something. It's and that's with her feet and stuff too. So yeah, I don't know. I don't know what Jeremy does. Anyway, if anybody has any thoughts on the developing ranged meta,
fire some message,
because it's certainly something that's kind of creeping in for sure.
It definitely here. I'm curious to know what's going on everywhere else.
Definitely. All right. We can move on.
Moving on.
I need more experience. I need to, like, I'm in this liminal stage where I'm transitioning from faction to faction. So I'm like,
gives you something to
not
focus
as focused
on.
Before. I'd like, oh yeah, I know what I would do in that particular situation. And I'm like, well, I don't really know. I have a kind of guess that Kruger 2 would be okay into it, but you know, I haven't played it. The High Reclaimer thing is kind of terrifying, especially if you're playing in Bones with the low defense war beasts and whatnot. I mean, like I was mentioning before, you have to kind of play Kruger aggressively to try to shut down some of the range on the Judicators. But if he's playing aggressively, then he could just be
shot off the table.
Yeah. I mean, the Sprays have like, what, a 15 inch threat because they're fucking 10 inches or something. Nuts. So if the Judicator starts in his control area, they just walk up and double S&P tit spray him to death or something. Right? And they're gonna hit the Wolds no problem and do shit ton of fucking damage. So, and he has no he can't TK them, can't gallows them. So how does he threat them effectively? And he doesn't even a Guardian with +2 strength from the little potato guy is not gonna one round a Judicator at all. So you're going to lose shit on the approach, and then you're going to throw something in. It's not going to kill it. It's going to kill that trivially.
Effortless POW 23.
Yes. I suppose Kruger could charge it and try to disrupt it.
I can't disrupt it.
That was right.
Nice try.
Nice try. I don't have anything then. It sounds bad.
Yeah. Maybe I got to buy some adjudicators.
Yeah, you don't. Just borrow Dave's. Yeah. Or maybe I'll play them. I don't know. Maybe I'll just be like, bah, I'll just play double adjudicators and blow up everything.
You need to find a king. Until it gets a 70-0.
Oh, that's true. He's not on wide release yet, is he?
No.
Oh, shit.
I need maybe Dunn or somebody who's going to War Machine Weekend.
He'll be still for there?
He'll be there, yeah.
Nice.
So I got to get Kane Zero. I've been subbing in a captain as Kane Zero.
You played that at the tournament?
Yeah.
You fucking piece of shit. That's wrong. Anyways, maybe we should ask Alex to pick Dave and I up Sevi-Zero.
Sevi-Zero, yeah.
Yeah. It does sound like a terribly scary list. I don't know how the people that played. I know that the high reclaimers did well. They did like 60-something percent win average or whatever. Yeah. But not everybody was playing double judicator and stuff. I'm just curious to know.
I wonder if there's like an optimal build with just one judicator.
There was definitely some variance.
Where you don't need to juggle and stuff. You could just be like, he is amazing. And then have some more flushed out stuff on the other side.
Double science importance juggling.
I still want to play triple Harkovich, like double Victor Conquest.
It sounds terrible.
That sounds so fun. Armor 23 on the feet.
Oh my God. All right. Well, that'll segue nice into Jank.
Oh, dead Jank tank. Stupid
list for sure.
No, we were just talking about some of the weird things that you can discover or interactions in the game
That's part of the love of this game is the bizarre interactions and the interplay layers that can happen. Yeah. Which I don't really get. I mean, the other miniature games that I've played, but you certainly get out of some card games with all the different building off of plays and triggers. And
like Ascension that we play on the app and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. It's kind of, that kind of keeps you interested. So anyways, let's talk about the jank that you have cooked up. I mean, that may not be groundbreaking jank, but stuff that people may not be aware of.
Right. So let's talk Madrak 1. Madrak 1 has Wrathrock. And he also has Throne Wrathrock. Let me see if I got my Madrak 1 just so I can have his card up here. So the reason why that's interesting is because of Blood Moon being on both Throne Wrathrock. He gets on
Throne as well?
Yeah.
That seems wrong.
So Jackhammer is target model in the Spellcaster's battle group.
Just the battle group.
Immediately makes one basic melee attack. So if for whatever reason... there's lots of ways it could happen. Madrak speed 6. So you could advance Madrak up 6 inches, engage something.
Yeah.
Then you have Harmonious Exaltated him already. So he gets a free jackhammer.
It's the free jack.
So from the free jackhammer, he kills whatever it was he walked into, which then procs Even Ground.
Right. Blood Moon Even Ground. Yes.
Yeah. And then he throws Wrathrock.
Yes.
Kills something.
Oh, that's another thing I didn't mention is that the adjudicators in the High Reclaimer list, if you're playing them in the Exemplar theme, are blessed.
Nice.
So they just ignore.
All the buffs.
All the buffs.
Gross.
Any armor buff you got, suck a dick. Anyways, carry on.
So then after you jackhammered, you killed something, you procced Even Ground for free.
Yep.
Then you throw Wrathrock, even though you've already made a melee attack with it, but because it was jackhammer, it doesn't count as your thing.
Initially, yeah.
So then you throw it, you kill something else, and then you're like, oh, I'll take a free Gotten Head on that unit. Because it's another Blood Boon off a different weapon type. So if you look at their weapons, you have Throne Wrathrock, which triggers...
Yes, read me Blood Boon.
Once per activation, immediately after resolving an attack in which it destroyed an enemy model with this weapon, this model can cast a spell with a cost 3 or less without spending 3 points.
And what does it say about...
And then it's also got that on Wrathrock, so both times trigger. Because it's Throne Wrathrock and Wrathrock until they rat it. That's gross. Shit works. Smarter people than me know how this works.
Who told you that? Anyways, we need some backup here. We need some EPing because you don't stand for shit.
Let's go with Banky.
Did he really?
Yeah. This was like way back at like SOL. We were talking about it.
All right. Let's see if Banky knows what he's talking about. But I thought they'd be this since it says the same name, it'd be the same trigger.
But it's not the same name. It's Throne Wrathrock and Wrathrock.
Know, but they're both two dude. Anyways.
Right.
All right. But so apparently, works that way.
That's the way I'm told.
If it doesn't work that way, please call us out. Because apparently I've been saying some stuff about ruining Deathfield
Right. Do you want to talk about that?
Can't do that. We can talk about it. That's not jank.
Or whatever, well, this just people maybe didn't know. So if you have a Ragman walk up and does his
Death Field,
you cannot use Ruin on it.
Right, because Ruin that requires a model to be targeted, and it's not self or anything. It doesn't target himself. It just happens, I guess. So you cannot ruin that. There's other abilities that are similar. He's nodding, Craig. So what are you doing?
I'm looking up the next thing. Don't worry about it.
Okay. Yeah, so if it's an ability that doesn't target anybody, then you can't root off of it. I'm trying to think of the other ones that I've kind of looked up, but a lot of spells do target, like even the Potato Man in Circle, when he like gives +2 strength to a war beast, that's target war beast, so it's a targeted spell, so you can root off of that.
Mm.
All that sort of stuff. So, anyways.
Good to know.
And the Blood Boon is a different weapon, so.
Just saying. That's the way it works.
Okay.
The other one I had, which is kind of funny, but not that you're going to see it a lot, because I don't know how many people are actually playing Lord Exhuminator.
Scavarus.
So you take Scavarus, and in your list you end up with a Deathjack, let's say.
Oh, well, of course he's cool.
Okay, exactly, but there's some fun stuff you can do there where, let's say there's a warjack or something that he can slam, and then his caster somewhere in the area, but you can't get the slam to hit
the angle,
you want. You slam, you roll, you charge in, do your slam, but before you roll the dice, there's a pause there.
Yes.
So he can TK himself over 2 inches to change the slam angle.
Right.
And then you resolve the slam. So he has a way of like shifting his momentum. So
right.
You can then slam that model over top of a caster and then kill the caster.
Right.
Just some funny little interactions.
Does his feat work on Deathjack's necromancy? What does the feat say?
While in Scavarus' control range, friendly faction models gain boosted magic attack rolls. When Scavarus casts a spell, reduce the cost.
Oh, it only affects Scavarus. Yeah. Okay. I mean, he gets boosted attack if he's TKing something, but...
Yeah.
Interesting. Maybe you'd always do that to, like, do janky stuff. Like, instead of with the slam, you, like, charge something that you can't complete a charge against and then TK yourself to...
No, because you fail your charge.
No, you complete a charge against the model that you can't, and then move yourself to, like, say, the caster or whatever, right?
Yeah.
I mean, and you could even leave your melee range on the initial target and preserve that initial attack to be done on the war caster.
It's not boosted, but you'd be able to switch your attack. Yeah.
Yeah. Not boosted damage, yeah. Yeah, for sure. But it's just, you can do a lot of crazy stuff with that.
It could be some fun jank.
Yep. Absolutely.
That's it. Just a couple little things I thought were fun.
I think Scavarus is just a very janky caster to begin with. And the fact that you can like play him in Dark Industries with like Deathjack and units of those fucking spray dudes, the Overlord, whatever the hell they are,
yeah.
The Cephalix dudes, that's pretty good. And Warwitch Sirens.
Yep.
You know,
all boosted.
All boosted sprays. So it's going to like liquefy infantry, and you got all your heavies and Deathjack to do some jank with and whatnot. It sounds pretty good. And Scavarus himself can do some shit. He's got Soul Harvester now, so he can get some good focus. And he's like POW 14, I think.
He's POW 14, yeah.
Yep. I mean, he's only met 6, but he can do shit. He's got a defensive debuff, and he's got a armor debuff.
And Thresher.
So, yeah.
Thresher is always fun.
He's actually a bit of a beast himself, I think.
Yeah, he's got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 spells.
He's all the spells.
Got lots of stuff going on. I mean, I haven't seen him out there, but I just thought that was some fun stuff that you could do.
Okay.
There were some other troll ones. I'd have to write them all down to remember it all, though.
We don't remember everything. No. Was there anybody comment that had additional jank?
Let's see what we got. Oh, there's been a bunch of comments.
I'm like all snotty now for some reason. I think it's your house. I'm allergic to you. That's the problem.
That's excellent. I am okay with this. Loading. Oh, damn it.
You're fucking it all up, bro.
Well, because it was loading and then the thing was there. I was like, oh, I'll hit this.
Did we talk about Captain Gun yet?
We kind of touched on it. So talk about that while I wait for this to load.
Well, apparently Dave has booked a room, which is good because I'm like total slacker. Haven't done that. I don't know if tickets aren't on sale yet, are they?
They just had
the rooms available.
Oh, no. Tickets are on sale. You just can't register for events yet. Oh,
okay. Well, I should probably buy a ticket.
Yeah.
And then I can start registering.
As
soon as they do it.
So I posted on Facebook. I said, you know, share your jank. Adam Vogel posted a Black Industries Captain Iacos list. It's got the Wither Shadow Combine, 2 Krakens, 2 Stalkers, Ripjaw, and a Night Wretch with a Soul Trapper. And What else? Black Ogre and Ironmongers.
And what's the jank?
I don't know.
Besides projecting it a bazillion miles.
He's just like, it's my janky list. That's his answer.
So. Well, he does project it a billion miles because isn't his feet like +3 speed and assault something, or something?
Yeah.
Decent on a Kraken because then you can assault something and then you get to melee it. And then if you can kill it, you get kill shots. So you're getting 2 range shots plus.
So they basically gave us puzzles because they're not telling us what the jank is. So Scott Allen's Stormquist. They just
want to show off their shit, eh?
Yeah, he's playing Kador, and he's like, this is my janky list. Butcher 1, it looks like, with Ruin Marauder, 2 Assault Chariots, 2 Siege Chariots.
Well, that is different.
Suppression Tanker, 2 Strike Jank Tankers, 1, 2, 3 min units of Battle Mechanics, and then Commandant.
Well, I guess that theme did retain its... +1 on repair rolls, right?
Yeah, maybe.
So 3 min units of mechanics is like, what, 4, 12 guys? So bare minimum, they're rolling like 9 D3.
9 leader, and yeah, so 12.
So the bare minimum when they roll a D3, like not even averages, they just roll 1, they heal 24 damage.
Right. But you have to get them in base to base.
Yeah, that's true. But I mean, even across the board, right? Yeah. Against stuff.
So I think the jank there is that it's... a ton of damage because his feet is additional die damage.
Yeah, it's not particularly accurate, but with the assault chariots and the siege chariots, you can charge and knock stuff down and then just blow and the then blow crap out of it. Yeah.
And the siege chariot is like a pow 20, so additional die damage on a pow 20. Pretty good.
It's kind of janky.
Anyways, there is no jank like circle jank, so Jerome Klein has come in.
Yep.
Let's see here. Tanith the Feral Song, Loki World Guardian. 2 black clad shapers, a black clad wayfarer, druid of Orboros plus overseer, and then another unit plus overseer. Gatorman, Bogtrog, Swamper, Shamblers.
This sounds like a secret master.
Celestial Fulcrum and a Well of Orboros.
Well of Zorboros.
I don't know what the jank is there.
A lot of pushy pulley, and I don't know. What has she got on her? Just Loki and something else?
Wold.
A Wold Guardian?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not really getting it either.
Spec Fam says, Tempest Blazers takes a grand total of 18 rod damage before armor to die. Costs about as much as a Storm Lance's and does minimal damage. Yep. That doesn't sound like jank to me. It sounds like the opposite of jank.
I think Tempest Blazers can be good with the right build. I mean, Donnie was experimenting them with
trying Siege to Sons 1. Tempest, yeah.
It's not bad. It's okay. Against certain targets.
But I think I don't know.
They are fast as fuck. And they can, like, come in on a flank and fold it pretty quick if you're not careful.
Benoit Van Lee says, Shay, Fiona, right now I have Gaston 2 Durgan pairing in my mind that I'd like to try out, but also Zakhar Bukkake list and Morgul 2 dominating minions list.
Josh was playing that Morgul 2 list where it's basically just, like, looks like a bunch of garbage, but all the garbage... gets up to pretty good pows and stuff because he has mortality and it has rage in the list and bone swarms that get up to good pows. It's surprising what it can do. I don't know what the Zexar Bukkake is, but I'm imagining it's like all the sprays because he's got his character.
That's probably that what Bukkake is.
Charon and the Drake and whatnot. Yeah.
Jamie Richard Michael Seddon says a free charging flying Proteus with 15-inch threat. LOL.
That's not jank.
I mean, some fun stuff you could do in trolls. That's fine. You take like Earthborn Dial Troll with Calandra and a Sea King.
Yeah.
The Sea King can barf out water terrain.
Yep.
You can put a cloud down with Janessa.
Yes.
You put Bullet Dodger on.
It's like defense
20. So he goes to defense 14, walks over into the cloud. He's defense 16 near the water. 18. He becomes defense 18.
Maybe he's on a hill too for defense 20.
You could put that on a hill. I don't know if you can put.
And then you've invested all this time and points into making this one model unkillable, and then they just kill your Sea King.
Maybe. But it's kind of funny.
It's kind of fun.
I'm Def Ridiculous.
I think Calandra is totally interesting.
Oh, don't forget, Def 18, well under.
Size importance, potentially.
Not size importance, the other one.
Oh, whatever it is.
Starcross,
yeah.
So it's like, good luck.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. It's just kind of funny. I haven't seen anybody do it yet, but they totally should.
Not that far, but I have seen some people play Calandra with Earthborns and Bullet Dodger and all that stuff. And it's fairly effective. I don't know about jank, but it's effective for sure. I mean, jank for me is like unexpected, or when you hear it, you're like, you can't do that.
It's like, yeah, you can.
They bring up the Madrag Blood Moon thing. I'm like, you can't do it. You can?
Wait, what?
It doesn't sound right.
Yeah.
So wrong.
So
let's make more notes of that for sure. The Jake stuff is definitely fun. So Captain Con, we're going.
So Captain Con's February 8th weekend. It's in Rhode Island. And it's one of the ones that we generally hit every year since the last year it was Temple Con. And yes. A fairly amount of our meta goes down there.
Yeah, a decent amount. Yeah.
The Shark Tank will be in attendance.
Oh, yes.
Which is fun because, you know, you drive 8 hours to go and play against other guys Canadians, you can play here on a Wednesday night. You're like, ah.
You do get to. I get to play against other people too, but.
It's funny. I think there's a Kador Mike I play every year. I didn't go last year because I was sick as a dog. So that's the first year I didn't play him, but I always end up against him. It's kind of funny.
Yeah. I think Jeremy was saying there's always a guy there that he ends up playing against as well at some point. So
yeah, it's a good time.
It's definitely a good time, but it's not crazy far.
So we got to work. We have until then to work on Jeremy to pick a better faction. Otherwise, he's a liability until we get him a new faction.
Oh, yes. We're doing the three-man again?
We're doing the three-man again, right?
He should play Grimkin. I think he'd really enjoy playing Dreamer.
There you go.
It's a bunch of fucking beasts, and they do crazy things.
And that's what he likes. It's exactly what he wants. So it's like, here you go.
Exactly.
So he's got it till then, and he doesn't have to make any investment. Maybe buy you dinner. There you go.
Buy me dinner and a hand job. And I just have to decide if I'm playing High Reclaim or Double Judicator or Circle.
Do it. Do it. Dave, we need your Manoth models.
Oh, we need a Sevi Zero, too.
So. That's easy. We can get that. That's not a problem.
That'll have to be in November, though, right?
Yeah, but you can still proc it until then. We need it for February, so...
I can't proxy it if I'm going to a tournament.
Oh, a tournament, no.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, you talk to the TO. If the TO okays whatever it is that you're using, that's fine. Are you
the TO for the X-Planet event?
Yes, I am.
Oh, jeez. No, I'll play Circle for that until, I don't see. Maybe if I hate the Double Bones thing, I'll just be like, okay, it's time for some Double Judicators.
Do it. Do the Double Judy. It'd be funny. I guess we can get him to do that.
Who?
Jeremy. Play some Double Judy.
Yeah, but don't fight it, Jeremy.
Does he have a Judicator?
I don't know. Probably Bordaves.
I know he played Menoth, so I just didn't know if he had one or not.
I don't think he does, actually. He has a very stripped down, very Mark II-ish sort of collection. Because
when he started collecting, it was the end of Mark II, right?
Yeah.
Very good. So that's it. Thanks for listening. And again, I always tell you, find us on the Facebook.
I have an Instagram account.
You do.
It's just not Party Foul.
You have to rename it Party Foul Greg.
Okay.
That's all you got to do.
All right.
I got Party Foul Scott, which I don't know how you check for it though. Maybe it's under Party Foul Scott, or do you have to like at Party Foul WMH? I don't know. That's our Twitter account, is at Party Foul WMH.
Right.
But I think my display name might be Party Foul Scott.
I'll have to check.
I don't know.
But that's it. I guess I should mirror it.
Yeah, well, it just makes sense. And then,
yep.
Have you posted any pictures? Probably not.
No.
I posted some Shadespire pictures.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Nice. All right.
They're pretty.
Well, I'll go in and I'll check it. I don't think I have the app on my phone yet.
So. No, that's easy to do too.
Mm-hmm. Anyways.
Okay. Thanks for listening. And well, hopefully we'll get one in next week too.
I need to blow my nose again. Do it. Ciao.